USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The SEC is closely monitoring the stock market for any potential misconduct. In a statement released on Friday, the acting chairman, Allison Lee, says the agency has been keeping an eye on the extreme price volatility of certain stocks, trading prices over the last few days. This comes after a large group of retail investors drove up stocks in companies like GameStop and AMC. As far as if this is manipulating the market, entrepreneur Mark Cuban tells CNBC,
"It's absolutely no different than what has always happened, Becky. You know, it's just these folks are picking things where, you know, heavily shorted stocks. They'll go to low float stocks because they know they can flex and show off."
Johnson & Johnson says its single-dose COVID-19 vaccine is 66% effective against moderate to severe cases of COVID-19. USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.